Hi, this is Nick Treadwell. This is an audio boo recorded on Thursday, the 12th, is it, or something like that, of January? Might be the 13th, something like that, anyway. So I just got home from work in the evening, and just thought I'd take a bit of time to record something before Ira comes home with Max, because we get no chance otherwise. Because when he comes home, as soon as he walks in the door, chaos will ensue. So, I've been listening to a few audio blogs today, notably Simon's. I just wanted to add a little comment, really, just really to support Simon in his decision, really. I think, Simon, you're making the right choice, and you're looking at it from the right point of view, really. I think I went through exactly the same thing, really, with doing my podcast. You know, for a short while, you think that, you know, you are in a competition that, and that you do want it to progress and you want it to get better and you want to get more listeners. And I never did go down the route of going for sponsorship and all the rest of it, because that wasn't something that I ever envisioned for the podcast, and something that I didn't want to have, you know, ads on the podcast to disrupt the flow of the program and all that. So that's why, I mean, I suppose if I'd gone down that route, I may have become a little bit more competitive and done a few more things and looked at it from a bit more professional standpoint, really. Although, you know, at the end of the day, you know, it is a hobby for me, just like it is for you, really. But I'm coming from a slightly different perspective. You know, you said yourself that you've got a good job now, and that it's enjoyable, it's challenging, and you want to work on that, and you want to work on your career, which is absolutely brilliant and fine. Where I'm kind of like in the opposite direction, really. I've got a stable job with a stable organisation, but the work itself and the prospects of actually moving on in that organisation are not very good. The work is absolutely laborious to the ninth degree. There, it's just impossibly laborious. Impossibly, you know. I go through a death and rebirth every single day when I go there. You know, start off the day, and slowly all the cells in your body die throughout the day. And then come home time, you know, you are reborn, you get out the door and suddenly you feel alive again, you come home. And I do want to go out running. I do want to do creative things, because it's like a spring, it's like a coil. You've been coiled up all day and you want to, it's a release. You want to get out, you want to do stuff. It doesn't happen all the time, obviously, because, you know, having a laborious job, having any kind of job, is tiring. And, you know, especially if you're staying up late at night trying to do stuff and everything. So, you know, most nights I might just conk out in front of the TV, watch a few things, and then have a bit of a surf on the internet. And then it's night, Nick Treadwell kind of thing. But other nights, you know, I'm trying to do stuff, and there's always the intention of doing stuff. And I'm glad last night that I actually got out, actually recorded the run. It's an experimental thing. I'm just experimenting. A bit like you at the minute, I think. I don't really know how to use Audio Boo as a tool, whether it should be a podcast, whether it should be more structured or not. I'm just having a bit of fun with it at the minute, experimenting, trying out different things. I think there's a lot of potential in it. I think that, you know, once they probably bring in the record up to 30 minutes aspect of it, then you might be like me, you might want to decide that you want to subscribe to that and do a longer program, a longer recording, and make it into a more structured regime. Because with 5 minutes, you can't really structure anything in 5 minutes. It's impossible, because you're interrupted every 5 minutes by stopping and then starting again, and for the listener, that's not very good. So when they bring this plus version out, that might be something that you want to look at, and I think we may be able to use the tool in a different way to encompass the community more, you know, to encompass more people in a program. I don't know how you'd do that, but, you know, I don't know. I'm just, you know, just looking at different ideas at the minute on how to do stuff. I might even decide to publish my podcast as audio boos, while at the same time publishing them through the conventional means, you know. So I don't know. Just to wait and see, really. What else did I want to say? So I think really you've made the right decision. I think your good wife has given you a sensible answer, and you know, you look at it from the right point of view. You shouldn't give up. You shouldn't give up doing what you enjoy. If you really, really enjoy it, then you should continue. If you find it to be a chore, and you know, then you should only do it when you want to do it and you feel the need to do it, which is really what I'm doing with Homegrown at the minute. Really, I'm doing it about once a month. It's probably about enough at the minute with everything else in my life, family and stuff and commitments. It's probably about enough. And then doing the audio booze on the side of that is more than enough, really. And then trying to do some music, you know, it's almost impossible really to fit it all in and try and record music and write music and all the rest of it. And you said yourself that you want to work on some music, and it'd be interesting to hear some of your stuff, because I've never really heard anything from you on that sort of side. So it would be quite interesting, mate. I'd like to hear what you come up with. What else? Yeah, I think that's really about it, really. Other things. You've made the right decision. Take as it comes. Don't worry about, I wouldn't worry about what your clients are going to think. I don't think your clients are even going to, you know, listen to it. They're not going to meet you and think, right, now what can I find out about Simon Troon? Well, let's go and investigate on the internet. Oh, look, he's been doing his podcast. Oh, he's doing his audio booze. He's been saying that. He's been saying this. They're not going to do that. And from what I've heard of your audio booze, then there's nothing in them that's going to be, harbour your chances of success in your job and all the rest of it. So I wouldn't really worry about that. Do what you're doing. It's life blogging at the end of the day, and you have to be truthful and honest when you're doing that kind of thing. So, and I don't worry about it. I don't care what people think when people listen to my ones. I mean, I'm more so doing it for myself than doing it for other people, really. This kind of the podcast thing is not sort of like an egotistical ego trip. You know, if I was on an ego trip and trying to be successful, I would have been in radio by now. In fact, that was always one of the things I wanted to do as a child. I suppose what has always stopped me from being successful in anything that I've done, not so much successful, but, you know, progressing and furthering things and stuff like that, is I really haven't got any sense of ambition, really. I've got a lot of creativity and a lot of ideas and stuff like that, but I think I need a partner to actually do the ambitious part of it. I need someone to push me to do the other side of it kind of thing, or someone to actually do it for me and I just do the ideas kind of stuff. So that's it. That's all I've got to say on that, really. I mean, keep doing what you're doing. I wouldn't worry about it. And have fun with it and experiment. Try different things out. That's what I'm doing at the minute with the running thing. And, you know, try and combine different things as well. Like, you know, the other night when I was putting Max to bed, I recorded it. Thought it'd be quite interesting as a historical document, really, of something that I would be able to look back on when I'm older, and something that Max might be able to look back on when he's older, you know. So things like that, that's what I'm thinking at the minute and doing. That's about it, really. And the other things I wanted, which have been not really anything to do with what Simon said, was just that I listened to the Ricky Gervais thing today on Desert Island Discs, and I was amazed, really, at how sensitive and thoughtful he is. And I mean, I listen to a lot of Ricky Gervais stuff, more the comical stuff, but he has got a really serious side, and some of the choices, some of the musical choices that he was making and to take onto the desert island were really, really thoughtful. And he really seems to be quite an emotional person. So I enjoyed listening to that. And I'd recommend that if anybody wants to see Ricky Gervais in a sort of different way, then download that. You can get it off his podcast feed. It's available there, the Desert Island Discs thing. And the only other thing I just noted down was on an emotional point of view is that I've noticed since I became a parent that everything seems 100 times more emotional. Everything seems a lot more, not stressful or anything like that, but emotional in the fact that, you know, you, I you look at your child, look at his develop, look at their development, and it touches you in a way that's so deep that I never could have imagined having children and being a parent was could change, not change you, but affect you in such a way, really. Because when you're on the outside and you're looking at other people who are parents, and you know, and you see their children, how they interact and all the rest of it, you just take it for granted. And same when you look back on your child and childhood and how your parents spoke to you and interacted and all the rest of it, and you had no idea, because you were a child at that point, that what your parents were thinking, what they were going through, the emotions that they were feeling, all the rest of it. And I'm sure every parent feels like this. And now I've had a child, and watching him develop and all the rest of it, it's amazing. It's amazing, absolutely amazing, the stuff that you think and you go through, and the things that you think about, and some things that are not even to do with having a child, which affect you in ways that you never thought. Like me writing that song about fatherhood, and then I was thinking about my own dad and what he gave me as well, with, you know, my mom and bringing me up and all the rest of it, and all the hard work. It's a complicated emotional roller coaster ride, being a parent. It really is. It's hard work. I keep saying that, it's hard work. It really is hard work. But it's good. So that's what I wanted to say, really. I'm going to sign off now. Might do another one later on. Might not. It's all like free flowing, you know. If I decide to do it, I'll do it. If I don't decide, I won't do it. That's what you got to do. Speak to you later. Bye.